下面我们学习请Howard 牧师进行那个我们证道。他进行证道的题目是持守当下。
It happens to be a very exciting time for the Chang household.
对我们张家来说是一个非常让人兴奋的时刻。
My youngest is graduating from high school on Friday.
这个周末的时候，最小的孩子就要从高中毕业了。
I look forward to this day for 18 years.
我盼这一天已经盼了十八年。
And I thought this is when I will be truly free.
我觉得这一天我就会终于完全真实的自由了。
And then when I talk to older parents, they say no.
然后就对我的父母讲念心，他说不会。
But praise God that she will graduate this weekend. We're very excited.
感谢主，她这周的时候可以毕业，我们非常的兴奋。
Last week, she shared her testimony during the graduation Sunday in the English service.
上周在毕业主日的时候，她有在英文会堂有分享她的见证。
And I don't know if anyone saw, but when you sit in the front, but I was crying a little bit.
不知道是否有人看到我，如果你坐在前面的时候，我有一点哭泣。
And as she shared her story, I thought about everything she had been through, but also her whole family.
当她分享她的故事的时候，经历的时候，我就想到她的一些经历和我们整个这个家庭所经历的一切。
I don't know, parents, you ever say, "Oh, when you were a baby." You remember this?
我觉得父母常常会说，对孩子说，你还记得吗？当你是一个小宝宝的时候。
But when she was born, she was the only one who didn't cry. She was a blue baby.
当她出生的时候，她是唯一一个没有哭的孩子，她是一个窒息的一个孩子。
So she had that cord was wrapped around her neck, and so she had fluid in her lungs, so she couldn't breathe.
她就有那个脐带缠在她的脖子上，所以在她的肺当中有这样的液体，她就不能够呼吸。
So Lori stayed in the hospital with her for a week as she was getting oxygen and just getting her strength.
Lori 就在医院里头陪伴她一个星期，让这个宝宝她接受这个氧气治疗，得到力量的时候。
Then a couple years later, she had an asthma attack and she was turning blue and we rushed her to the hospital.
几年之后，她又有了这个哮喘的一个症状，然后非常的严重，就冲到医院当中。
I know her teenagers have been very difficult.
当她进到青少年的时候，也是非常的困难。
And since moving to Davis, she shared about how she experienced depression and anxiety.
当我们搬到 Davis 之后，她就分享到她有经历抑郁症和焦虑。
I remember in 10th grade, I had a talk with her during Christmas break. And she shared with me about her questions about God and about death.
我记得在她十年级的时候，我们在圣诞节的时候，就我跟她有一个聊天，她就问我许多问题，是关于神和死亡的。
And this is what she wrote in her testimony.
她在她的见证当中这样写道
"Say God has stood by me through all through all sorts of adversity."
神在所有的我的这些艰难当中都来支持我。
Through our move from Southern California to Davis, through each family health issue and trauma, through my personal struggles with anxiety and depression, God has been there.
在我们从南加搬到 Davis, 在我们家人遭受各种健康的挑战的时候，在我经历抑郁和焦虑的时候，神一直在其中与我同在。
And I couldn't prevent her from going through those experiences, but I'm so grateful that God went through them with her.
尽管我不能够阻止他经历所有这些困难，但是我非常感恩神有在其中与他一同经过。
And I also thought she was so courageous to be able to share that in front of the congregation. We also posted her testimony outside in the vestibule.
我也非常感恩高兴她能够这样勇敢地来分享她个人的见证，并且把它放在前厅的外面。
And so I'm thankful And I'm excited for graduation, but I'm also very relieved that we've made it this far.
所以我很感恩，也非常兴奋，他马上就要高中毕业了。那我也为我们能够来到今天这样的一个境界而感恩，而舒了一口气。
As one of the deacons said to me this morning, it's by God's grace. And I said, absolutely, by God's grace.
就像今天早上一个执事他说的是，靠着主的恩典，完全正确，就是靠着主的恩典。
So this message today, it came out from my reflections about parenting and about ministry over the years.
所以今天早上的信息就来自于我对作为一个父母，还有这多年来的侍奉的一个思想。
And I like starting new things, and I like finishing things. It's the middle that gets hard.
我喜欢开始一个新的事情，我也喜欢这件事情能够完成结束的时候，但是在中间的是那个艰难的时刻。
And there are many words in the scriptures that encourage us while we're in those middle times.
在圣经当中有许多的话语，就鼓励我们，让我们历经这个困难的中间的时候，要怎么样对待？
Those times when the road feels long and we get tired and we get weary, because we all will at some point.
就像我们在这个路程当中，当那个路途漫漫，我们觉得这个充满了挑战，感觉到疲惫不堪的时候。
And as we begin, is there something that is causing you to feel that fatigue or that weariness as you're in the middle of things in your life?
那当你处于一个你生命中的一些事情当中的时候，什么东西来使你那样的疲惫不堪、疲倦呢？
And as we read in Hebrews 12, and really throughout Hebrews, that the author sees that life is like a race. Right? And in that race, we need perseverance, so we need encouragement, and we need resilience.
所以就像希伯来书整个所写到的，在十二当中所写到的，我们人生就像一个旅程一样。那在这个过程当中，我们需要毅力，我们需要忍耐，我们也需要一个抵抗力。
Okay, let's pray, and then we'll get into the passage.
我们先来祷告。
Father God, I just thank you most of all for your faithfulness and for your love.
父神，我们真的是非常的感谢你的信实和你的慈爱。
Through everything from the beginnings to the ends and in the middles, that you are so faithful.
从你所有的事的自从始到终，直到中间的时候，你都是这样的信实。
I pray that you will be with us during this time of looking into your word.
主
要求你在我们分享你的话语的时候，你与我们同在。We also pray for some of our needs that we have in our church. I want to lift up our Mexico missions team that will be leaving next Sunday.
我也把我们教会所需要的一些事情交在你的手上，特别是下周的我们墨西哥的短宣队。
I lift up our graduates, our students, our faculty and staff, everyone who's pushing to the end of the school year.
也为所有的学生、所有的要毕业的毕业生，还有所有的教授和职员们，在期末的时候能够求你来保守。
I lift up our vacation Bible school that will start in a couple weeks. I pray that you'll strengthen all those who will be serving, and you will also be reaching out to all the children and families through the VBS.
我们也把下就要开始的暑期圣经学校交在你的手上，求你来加强、加增所有服侍你的人的力量，也求你感动许多的孩童们和他们的家人可以来参与。
I pray for us here in the next few days. It's going to be very hot. We already know there's fire danger right now. I pray you'll keep us safe and that you'll protect us from these fires and from the heat.
主啊，我们也为未来这些天会有非常的高热，主啊，求你来保护我们平安，使我们可以抵挡这些高温，也能够远离这些火灾。
We trust all these and this time of worship to you this morning.
我们把这一段的崇拜时间交在你的手上。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣名祷告。
So I have a passage that we had just read from Hebrews 12, and I highlighted some parts of it.
在希伯来书十二章的这一段我们读过的经文当中，我画出了一些重点。
And he exhorts the those he's writing to the Christians through the let us exhortations and words.
他就用一系列的让我们来劝勉他所要写信的这些人。
And the second one is what I want to focus on today.
第二点是我今天想要关注的。
It's the main concern that the author has in this passage for his readers.
对他的读者来说，这个是作者他的重点。
Says, let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us.
他讲到说，让我们存心忍耐，跟那摆在我们前头的路程。
Why do they need perseverance?
为什么他需要忍耐呢？
Because the race is hard.
因为这个路程是艰难的。
I was a long distance runner, so I know.
我是一个长跑的人，所以我知道。
When I used to run mile, it was the second and third laps. It's always the hardest.
我会常常跑许多许多许多英里，那这个第二回、第三程的时候就是很难的。
And so they were on the second and third laps of their faith.
所以这些人是在他们的信仰当中，是在这个第二、第三程上。
And it got hard for them as Christians in their society.
所以在当时他们的社会当中，这个信仰对他们来说就非常的艰难。
So the author is on one hand.Kind of pushing them, but also on the other hand, encouraging them.
所以这个作者一方面就来推动他们，另一方面就来鼓励他们。
And in Hebrews 10, we get a small glimpse into the struggles and into the persecutions and trials that they were facing.
在希伯来书第十章，我们看到他们所经历的这些一些的困难和一些的挑战和经历，被逼迫。
Do you have it? 32 through 34. I'll just read it in Chinese.
Okay. 希伯来书十章三十二到三十四节，你们要追念往日，蒙了光照以后所忍受大征战的各样苦难，一面被诽谤，遭患难，成希景，叫众人观看；一面陪伴那些受这样苦难的人，因为你们体恤了那些被捆锁的人，并且你们的家业被人抢去，也甘心忍受，知道自己有更美长存的家业。
You just imagine putting yourself in their shoes. They face insults and discrimination, imprisonments.
所以你就设身处地为他们去想一想，他们当时所受到的被关闭，还有被欺压。
They lost jobs. They even had their properties confiscated.
他们就失业了，而且他们的家产也被掠夺了。
I can't imagine if someone came and said, "I'm taking your house."
我就可以难以想象说有人就来到我面前说，我要把你的房产收了。
You can't do anything about it.
而且你毫无办法。
So naturally, these hardships that they face have led to weariness and led to discouragement.
很显然，这些困难就把他们带到一个疲惫不堪的状态。
And today, we might not be facing the exact same kind of struggles they face, but certainly we have our own challenges.
虽然今天我们会面对跟他们一样的挑战，但是当然我们有自己各自面对的困难和挑战。
And what can we do in the midst of these challenges? How can we persevere in this race that is marked out for us?
那么在这些挑战当中，我们可以做些什么呢？我们如何来奔跑那摆在我们面前的路程呢？
What can we do when the struggle feels the strongest and most fierce?
那在我们就是感觉这个征战是非常的剧烈严厉的时候，我们可以做些什么呢？
And Hebrews 12 gives us some encouragement on what we can do.
在希伯来书十二章就讲到我们可以做些什么，而也用来鼓励我们。
One way we can persevere to the end is to pursue the ultimate goal.
一个帮助我们能够进行到底的，就是我们要来记得那个最终的目标是什么。
Do you ever forget why you're doing something while in the middle of it?
你有没有就是这样的事情，在做某些事情中间的时候，你忘了你是为什么在做那些事？
I was thinking about academics when I went to school.
我就想到我上学的这个学业的时候。
Why did I start a master's program? Why did I start a doctoral program?
我为什么要开始这个硕士的学业？我为什么要开始读博士？
And there were all these times in the middle when I was thinking, all I want to do is finish this paper.
所以在这一切的这个困难当中的时候，我现在想做的就是完成这篇论文。
When I was writing my doctoral project, all I could think about is just finish this chapter, finish this page.
当我在做我的博士论文的时候，想到就是能够完成这一篇，完成这一章。
And I wanted to quit many times.
我很多时候都想放弃。
Which I heard is fairly common.
Yes. 我听说这个是非常普遍的。
But there was my wife saying, "You can't quit."
然后我的太太就跟我说，你不能放弃。
I said, "Why not?"
我说为什么不能？
I want to quit. But she kept encouraging
me. 但是她就不断的来鼓励我。
And God kept reminding me too. Why did you start this program?
神也不断的来提醒我，你为什么要开始这个博士的研究？
What was the goal of why you started?
什么是你开始这个研究的一个目标？
I mean, there's these goals that we might have when we start, like we want to get a good job, maybe we want to do certain research, or do we have something we want to contribute.
当我们开始一个学业的时候，我们可能有一些目标，我们就想要找到一个工作，做某些的研究，或我们能够做出某种的贡献。
And as Christians, ultimately, we want to have whatever credentials we can get so we can serve God in certain ways.
那作为基督徒，我们想得到一切我们能得到的装备，使得我们可以更好的来服侍神。
But how easy it is to forget that in the middle.
但是在我们做那些事中间的时候，我们是如此的容易忘掉我们最起初的目标。
We forget about what is the goal, what is the ultimate purpose.
我们就忘了什么是我们的目的，什么是那个终极的目标。
And what is that goal for us as Christians, no matter what we do?
不管我们做什么，那作为基督徒，我们最终的目标是什么呢？
And the writer of Hebrews, in chapter 11, verse 6, he says, it is, without faith, it is impossible to please God.
在希伯来书，作者他在十一章当中，他就讲到说，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。Anyone
who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him.
因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐来寻求他的人。
If you know this chapter, it's about faith.
如果你知道这个关于信心的这一章，
that everything we do should be by faith. That our salvation is started by faith and it ends with faith, as Romans 1 tells us. And what is it that we're supposed to be about? To please God. It's not about our life, it's to please God.
你想到我们的生命，我们的生活就是要来让神喜悦。That we're about
His will. We're about glorifying Him. That we are His people.
我们是要遵行他的旨意，我们是要来荣耀他，作为他的百姓来荣耀他。
And you can't do that unless, of course, you believe that He exists and who He is.
你无法做到那些，除非你真的是信他，而且信他是存在的。
And you won't keep running this race, however hard it is, if you don't understand that God sees it and He'll reward us for the faithful living that we do, and the faithful works that we do in His name.
如果你不相信，谁有看到我们所经历的一切，我们他会来奖赏我们所经历的这一切的困难和挑战，你就没有办法持续的来行走这个路程。And
so we're to please God, and He's given us this race that is marked out for us.
所以我们要来取悦神，然后就来奔跑神所给我们设定的路程。
And in a way that this race is the same for all of us, in that we are to run by faith.
而且这个路程对我们所有人来说都是一样的，就是我们要靠信心奔跑这个路程。
But in another way, it's different for each one of us, because God has called us individually to fulfill His purposes as He's uniquely created us.
另外一方面，对于我们每个人来说，这个路程、这个目标又是不一样的，因为神独特的创造我们每一位，对我们每一个人都有一个独特的护照。And
the stress here is that it is marked for us.
那重点就是这里讲到说是被我们设定的路程。I
always hated running a cross-country course for the first time.
我每第一次去跑这个越野赛的时候都是非常的高兴。
Because I never knew where the turns were.
因为我总不知道它那个转弯的地方在哪。
I didn't know where the end was.
我也不知道那个终点在哪。
If you run 2 miles on the track, you just count 1, 2, you count to 8.
如果你是跑那个跑场的圈的话，你就知道说一圈两圈。
But this race marked out for us, we don't know where the next turn is.
但是这个被我们所设定的这个路程，我们不知道下一个转弯点在什么地方。
God knows where that path is going to go, where it's going to turn, and where it's going to end.
神知道这个路会到哪里，会在什么地方结束。
Our job is to keep going.
我们的工作就是要持续的走，奔跑。
And this is also very important to remember is that if it's God that marked it out for us, then we're not in charge of where that leads.
如果我们知道说这是神为我们所设定的，那我们就不能够掌控这个会引到什么地方去。
How many times we take it upon ourselves that our life, our future is up to us?
有多少时候我们自以为我们的未来、我们的生命、我们的生活是掌握在自己的手中的？
But no, this is God's path, and we're to follow Him every turn, keep in step with Him by His Spirit.
但不是这样的。 这个是神所设定的路程，是神带领我们走的道路，他会引导我们在每一个转弯之处直到终点。
There are times though that things will get in the way.
有的时候会有些东西阻拦我们。
And so the author of Hebrews says we need to put those away. Whatever gets in the way, we have to put away.
这个新来书的作者他就讲到说，无论是什么在阻挡我们，我们要把它放下。
Says throw off everything that hinders. Throw off whatever sin entangles.
就是要来丢弃一切拦阻我们的重担，丢弃一切缠累我们的罪。
I remember there were times I'd be running on the track and my glasses were just jumping all over the place.
有的时候我就在跑圈的时候，我的眼睛就上下的奔腾在我的脸上。
Later I would get goggles. Before that, I would take my glasses off and I'd throw them into the field.
最后我就有用那种 goggles. 然后在没有那个东西的时候，我就把我的眼睛就把它丢走了。
Because I couldn't run the best race with those glasses jumping all over my face.
就我没有办法，那个眼睛在我的眼前跳来跳去，而很好的去最好的跑这个路程。
When he talks about hindrances, he's talking about extra weight. There's heaviness. There's something that's weighing you down, so you can't run this race of life.
这个重担是讲到说是一些格外的重量，是那些东西让你能感觉到沉重，没有办法很好的奔走这个路程的。
I read that when they ran races back then, that they even ran naked sometimes.
我就知道说，在那个年代，他们有时候在赛跑的时候，甚至是裸身去跑步。
I'm okay wearing just some shorts and a shirt.
我穿着短裤就可以了。
That's not too much weight.
那些也没有很重。
But they're saying if there's anything that you weigh down, who would run a race with a heavy backpack with such weight?
所以就讲说，不管是什么东西让你感到沉重的，要把它丢掉。那谁会背着一个很重的包裹去跑步呢
？And I thought of another hindrance we have is distractions.
那另外一个重担或阻挡就是分心。
I don't know about you. I don't feel a lot of young people, and I'm not super young, but this is a great distraction for me.
我不知道你是怎么样，但对很多年轻人，包括我自己在内，这个手机是一个很大的一个分心的东西。
I like nice distractions too. nice distractions.
我也喜欢好的那个手机。
We always see people always have their phones out. They're always looking. And they say, oh, I'm reading my Bible.
就是看到大家的常常就是一直拿这个手机看着这个手机，然后你问他说，哦，我在读圣经，你就会想问，你真的一直都在看圣经上的手机上的圣经吗？
There's all kinds of activities and things that may not be necessarily bad or they're evil or sinful, but they get in the way.
也许有许多事情它并不是有罪的或者是邪恶的，但是它们确实拦阻了我们奔跑。
And so we need to put those off too.
所以我们要把它们也放下。
And then there are burdens.
然后还有就是重担。
Peter calls them cares.
就像彼得他说的，就是那些人生的忧虑。
In 1 Peter 5, 6 through 7, he says, Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you.
所以在彼得前书五章六到七节就讲到，所以你们要自卑，伏在神大能的手下，到了时候他必叫你们升高，你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。
Doesn't all these cares and anxieties and all the things that we worry about, don't they weigh us down?
就是我们所有的那些挂虑，那些让我们焦虑的事情，是不是真的让我们感觉到很沉重呢？
But there's something that's fascinating about this. He says that if we can't let them go, that it's because of our pride.
有一个很让人惊异的一点，彼得就讲说，如果你不能够放下这一切的话，是因为你的骄傲。
Five and six is one sentence in the original language.
在原文当中，五六节是一句话。
Humble yourselves by casting your care on them.
你们要自卑，谦卑你自己，把你的重担、忧虑卸给神。
Because we want to carry it, we want to say that we can handle it.
因为我们想要来承担这些，我们想要来证明我是可以承受的。
And we even called upon to carry each other's burdens. Galatians 6:2 tells us.
加拉太书甚至六章甚至告诉我们要来担当彼此的重担。
And these can get in the way of us pursuing the goal that God has for us to run that race marked out in pleasing Him and doing it.
但这些有时候就会影响我们，拦阻我们来奔跑神所为我们设定的路程。
The last one just seems evident, self-evident to me, is that we need to get rid of any sins that are tripping us up.
那最后一个就是很显而易见的，就是一切缠累我们的罪，我们需要把这些罪都丢弃。
Why is sin so powerful? Why is it such a powerful force in our lives?
为什么罪在我们的生命当中是那么大的一股能力呢？
In Romans 6:14 said, "Sin shall no longer be your master."
在罗马书六章十四节就讲到，罪必不能做你们的主。
And we might think, well, this isn't hurting anyone. It's only a small thing.
我们有时候想说，只是一件小事，没有影响到别的人。
But what we don't recognize is that as we sin, we come under sin. It's like a powerful force that becomes like a master.
但是我们没有意识到说，当我们在犯罪的时候，我们就伏在罪的底下，那个罪就变成一个有能力的一个主。
And then we come under enslavement by it, and then we can't say no to it after a while.
然后经过一段时间之后，我们会被这个罪来奴隶，我们就像他的奴隶一样。
So we need to pursue the ultimate goal.
所以我们要来。这个终极的目标。
But we're also told that we don't do it alone.
但是我们也被告知，我们并不是独自来做这件事。
That we can draw strength from others' examples.
我们可以从别人的榜样上面来得到力量。
And there's this phrase. He says, "This great cloud of witnesses."
然后就讲这句话，就是一个像云彩般的一大群的见证人。
That we're surrounded by this great cloud.
我们是被这样的云彩般的见证人所围绕的。
And the cloud is a metaphor for a crowd, a lot of people.
这个云彩就来比喻说有一大群的人像云彩一般。
So I think about a stadium, and with all the people who are watching and cheering.
我就想到一个大的体育场，有体育场有很多的人在在看，在观看，也在为运动员加油。
Anyone watching World Cup?
有没有看世界杯？
I like watching Women's World Cup.
我喜欢看女子世界杯。
And you see the crowds cheering for France, first game.
你看到这些会众这些观众他们就大声的来加油。
The World Cup is in France this year.
今年是在法国世界杯。
And that home team is going to get so much encouragement through the whole tournament because all the people cheering for them.
那个主队就会在那个会场当中得到，因为得到这么多人的加油，他们就会得到极大的鼓励。
And we've just come out of this passage, this chapter in chapter 11, talking about all these people who have gone before from the Old Testament, these saints who live by faith, and now it's as if they were cheering us on.
所以我们看到十一章就讲到说，这一系列的见证人在古时候，这些信神的人，他们。持守这个信心的道路。
But it's not only that; they are witnesses to us, and that when we look to them, we can see how they lived and how they endured and persevered to the end.
那不止于说他们是这样子的，他们也做出榜样，让我们可以看到，并且得到鼓励。我们可以像他们那样的来持守。
And in the beginning of that chapter, he says, "Faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see."
希伯来书十一章第一节就讲到，信是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
Do we need that kind of faith?
我们需要这样的信心吗？
Those saints had that kind of faith.
那些圣徒他们就有这样的信心。
None of them were able to see what was promised to them. They never had to see the coming of the Messiah, Christ.
所有那些圣徒他们都没有看到。他们被应许的那些，没有人看到基督的到来。
And yet they lived knowing that he was coming.
但是他们所过的生活的方式就是相信他会来。
What a great example to us that we also live knowing Christ is coming back.
对我们来说，他们是何等的榜样，因为我们也知道耶稣会再来。
And so who are these in the crowd, so to speak, in the cloud?
那在这个如云彩般的见证人当中都有些谁呢？
There was Abel who had the faith.To obediently offer the very best to God.
那有雅各，他就因着信而把他最好的献给神。
There is Enoch, and he was willing to change his life direction as God called him.
也有以诺，因为信心，他就改变了他的生命的方向。当神呼召他的时候。
There was Abraham, who had the faith to leave his home and go to the place that God had called him to go.
然后有雅各，他就因为信心， 他的家乡到别的地方的时候，他就凭着信心就听随了神。
That he was willing to sacrifice the son that he had waited decades for, knowing and believing that God could raise him from the dead.
他也愿意甘心的献上他自己等了那么多年的应许的儿子，因为他相信神可以从死里让他复活。
Maybe he's looking forward to the resurrection of Jesus as well.
那他也在盼望看到耶稣的复活。
And there are others, not just in Hebrews 11 or the Bible, there's others that we see around us, people who are our mentors, our model, people who are contemporaries.
不仅有这个圣经当中这些圣徒，在我们周围我们也看到其他的一些人，我们的辅导，我们的一些leader, 领袖和那些榜样。
And some of them might even be our family.
有的时候可能甚至我们的家人也会成为我们的榜样。
I was talking to my dad recently. I tried to check up on them. You know, I have mom's cancer, and we can keep praying for her. She's got some rashes and things she's going through right now. But you know, I try to call and check in with them.
最近我就有跟我的爸爸来通电话，来了解一下他们的状况，特别是我妈妈她的这个癌症的恢复的状况。然后他最近也请谢谢大家祷告，也请大家继续为我的妈妈祷告。她最近有一些红疹。
And I was thinking, wow, this year I'm hitting 20 years of full-time pastor.
我想今年就是我侍奉神做牧师二十多年的时候。
And then I said, oh, my dad worked 45 years as an engineer.
那我的父亲他就是已经有做45年的工程师了。
So he tells me, you have a long way to go.
你的路途还甚远。
And I said, well, I feel like I've gone a long time already.
我觉得说我已经经历了很多了。
My dad had that work ethic. He went to work every day at 7 o'clock.
我爸爸他就有非常好的一个职业道德，他每天早上7点钟就去上班。
And his dedication, his commitment, but most importantly, his faith.
他的奉献精神，他的委身，他最重要是他的信仰。
Now they have shared his story before, where he was about my age. He went through a depression, was suicidal, and he was coming back to church and faith that saved him.
他有之前有跟我分享呢，当他像我这么大的时候，他就有经历很严重的抑郁症，而且几乎要自杀。但是他因为信心碰到了神，然后就回到教会当中，信仰就拯救了他。
I never could have imagined how strong he would become when I was 13, seeing him crying on disability for 6 months and just broken.
就在我十几岁的时候，就看到我的父亲，他就是在一个残疾的状态当中，他每天有不断的哭泣，差不多6个月的时间。
I know he's not perfect.
我知道他并不是完美的。
But I think about the example he set for me and for my kids, and just and how in brokenness that we can through God persevere.
但是他对我和我的孩子来说，真的都是一个非常的好的榜样。就是纵然在我们破碎当中，我们也可以靠着神来持守我们的信仰。
And of course, there's one example that the author of Hebrews, that he points us to that stands out above all others.
但是还有一个榜样，就是他希伯来书的作者特别提出来的。
And that is the example of our Lord Jesus himself.
那这个榜样就是我们的耶稣基督，我们的主。
And he is the one through whom ultimately we can endure all the difficulties that we will face in the middle of things.
耶稣基督就是那个终极的我们的原因，让我们可以跨越一切中间所碰到的这些困难。
We're told that he is the author or pioneer and perfecter of our faith.
我讲到说，他是我们信心创始成终，或者是先锋，而且是一个创始成终的那一位主。
And what this means is he is involved in every aspect of our faith and of our life.
那他对我们信仰或者是我们生活的每一个层面都是息息相关的，是什么意思呢？
Not only that, but he is the example to us of what it means to endure.
而且不只是这个，他也是我们能够持守忍耐到底的那个榜样。
That he, for the joy set before him, that he endured the cross, despising its shame.
他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难。
But there was such amazing purpose in his life and in his death that he didn't even count it as shame, but as joy.
在他的生命当中。 当中有那样伟大的目标，那样的意义，就是让他可以轻看十字架的苦难。
See, when we know who we're living for, and we know what the goal is, then we can endure anything.
如果我们知道我们是为谁而活，也知道我们的终极目标是什么，那我们就可以持守忍耐到底。
And all we can do is look to Jesus, consider Him, think about Him, think on Him who endured such opposition.
我们可以做的就是一直的来仰望耶稣，不断的注视他，想到他所经历的那些苦难。
And what is the purpose to do that? So that we will not grow weary and lose heart.
那这样我们的目标目的是什么呢？是让我们不致疲惫沮丧。
I originally preached this sermon, I think, on a communion Sunday.
最近在一个圣餐的主日的时候，有讲到一篇道。
And as we went into communion, it was natural for us to remember our Lord.
当我们在领圣餐的时候，我们很自然就会纪念我们的主。
And to put our life and our struggles and juxtapose them next to His.
我们就把我们所有的苦难、我们的挑战放到他的十字架上。
And to see how much He loved.Us.
就看耶稣是何等的爱我们。
That this is the ultimate expression, demonstration of love, to lay down your life for another.
爱没有比这更大的，就是放下你自己的生命为别人。
So how can you do that so joyfully? Can I do that?
我就想说，为什么耶稣可以这样喜乐的来为我们舍己？我们能够这样做吗？
Because it's not about my next paper anymore. Now it's my next sermon. I mean, my children are all 18 in college, but there's the next phase of life for them. And then I look at my parents and say, oh, there's grandparents in
me.
In a way, it never ends.
从每个角度来讲，总是不停止，不会停止的。
Until it ends.
直到它结束的时候，生命结束的时候。
But God has that path all marked out.
但是神已经为我们把所有的路程都设置好了。
As I look to Jesus, I think, wow, we can consider it pure joy whenever we face trials of many kinds.
当我们来仰望耶稣的时候，就可以把所有的苦难都能够当作真正的喜乐。
Oh, we have brothers and sisters, and we have those who have gone before us to encourage us.
我们有弟兄姐妹，也有在我们前面经历过那些事情的好的榜样来鼓励我们。
In the last service, I talked about resilience, a very similar theme.
在上次的讲道当中，我们讲到resilience, 韧性。
Like this idea of being able to bounce back and to come back from adversity.
就是我们能够从这个失败和困难当中再次站起来。
And I shared about the redwood tree.
我又讲到红木。
So I had these redwood trees when we had our house in San Jose.
在双方在我们的家当中就有这个红木。
And I love redwood trees. I studied them in college. I wrote a 20-page paper on redwood trees.
非常喜欢红木，我在大学的时候写了20页的一个论文，就关于红木的。
But one thing I did not like about them is that they were undermining the foundation of my house.
但我不喜欢的一点就是他们的根把我家的那个地基已经都搅扰了。
And then all the branches and the fronds were clogging my gutters.
然后他的那些枝杈就堵塞了我的排水沟。
But as I looked into them again for the sermon, I saw just how strong they were.
但我知道，因为这个讲到再次看的时候，就是看到说红木是如何的何等的刚强。
They can grow up to 300 feet or more.
他们可以长到300多英尺。
But their root system is only 6 to 12 feet deep.
但是他们的那个根的系统只有6到12英尺那么深。
But they're 50 feet wide.
但是有50英尺那么宽。
Because they grow in groves, that they all the roots are on top of each other, intertwined.
Because they are groves.
A grove, a grove.
Because
they are growing. Because they are growing. My Chinese vocabulary is not very good. So they have this strength because they help each other out.
有这样的力量，是因为这些红冲彼此的来支持，因为他们的树根是交接在一起的。
When I think about what makes us strong，
我在想说什么使我们刚强
呢？ It's not that I'm strong by myself，
不是说我自己靠自己可以刚强的。
One tree in a big windstorm like yesterday， all these branches are broken， some of them fall。
就是一棵树在昨天这样一个飓风当中，很多的枝条就会掉下来。
But think of all the trees together, they can withstand so much force.
但想要所有这些树能够排在一起的话，他们就可以经历极大的风暴。
And so this is our call that we have God, we have our Lord Jesus, we have great cloud of witnesses, we have the body of Christ.
所以这是我们的呼召，我们有神，有上帝，我们有耶稣基督，我们有如云彩般的见证人环绕我们。
And so we could run this race that is set before us, even though we have an individual path, we run together.
所以我们可以奔跑这个被我们设定的路程，虽然我们每个人都要跑，单独跑，都要跑自己的路程，但是我们可以一起携手来跑这个路程。
So I'll finish with a couple of questions to help us just reflect a little bit on this passage.
在结束之前，我想有一些问题帮助我们来反思这些经文。
What area or areas of your life this morning feel challenging and discouraging?
今天早上在你的生活或者生命当中有哪些地方让你觉得有挑战或者是沮丧？
In the midst of it, have you truly considered Jesus? Really look to him, focus on him.
身在这些挑战当中的时候，你是否有想到耶稣来思想，他为我们所做的？
You're experiencing the presence of God in the midst of that.
在这个困难挑战当中的时候，来经历神的同在。
Even as we walk through the valley of the shadow of death，
纵然是走过死荫的幽谷。
He is a good shepherd。
他是一个好牧人，与我们同在。
So let's continue strong in faith。
所以让我们在信心当中来持守刚强。
As we acknowledge the one who calls us and the one who will not let us down。
让我们认定这位呼召我们也永远会让我们失望的那一位主。
Let's pray. Father God, thank you so much for the encouragement this morning from Hebrews.
父神，谢谢你今天早上用希伯来书来鼓励我们。
It's so encouraging to know that you have marked this path, this race for us.
真的是让我们非常的得到鼓励，就是你为我们设定摆在前面的要奔跑的路程。
And we confess, God, that there are times that we feel tired, that we might even want to quit.
是的，主，我们承认有的时候我们是如此的疲惫，我们甚至想放弃。
But there are times that we lose sight of Jesus, we lose sight of the purpose of what you've called us to.
有的时候我们也放掉了耶稣，放掉了你呼召我们遵行的目标是什么。
That we get distracted, that we can even be caught in sin.
我们就被分心，甚至陷在罪恶当中。
And even in all that, we thank you that you have grace and mercy and forgiveness through Jesus Christ for us.
纵然在那些事情当中，我们感谢你，因为你与我们同在，你的恩典在耶稣基督里的恩典扶持我们。
We really do look to Him in these times, so that we will not grow weary, we won't be disturbed, we won't lose heart.
在那些挑战当中，我们要来仰望耶稣，使得我们不会失望，不会放弃。
And thank you, Father, for giving us the church in all of our diversity as a body that we can encourage each other, that we can carry each other's burdens.
谢谢主赐给我们一个教会，有各种各样的文化背景，来让我们可以彼此的鼓励，彼此的支持。
Help us to all look to you.
帮助我们都全心的仰望你。
So that we can have one purpose and.That we have one heart and one mind.
使我们有同样的目标，同样的心思意念。
There will be no divisions among us.
在我们中间没有任何的分裂。
And that we can fulfill your mission that you've given us, your great commission to make disciples of all nations.
使得我们可以成就你对我们的给我们的使命，就是大使命，让我们使万国做你的门徒。
For it's in Jesus' name we pray.
用耶稣的名祷告。Thank you.